Lecture 1. The Iraq Museum.
Welcome to our course on the history of Mesopotamia from about 5000 BC to the death of Alexander the Great in 323 BC. We will begin our study of the ancient history of Iraq by considering a 21st century event. In April 2003, news outlets informed the world of the devastating looting that occurred in the Iraq Museum in Baghdad in the wake of the overthrow of Saddam Hussein. These images of broken cases and empty galleries reminded us of the rich heritage of the world's oldest civilization and the artifacts that represented it. Over the next several months, it was reported that about 14,000 objects were missing or destroyed. Law agencies throughout the world were notified. An Interpol list was created and distributed to customs agencies around the world. It emerged that many of the objects had been hidden by the staff of the museum. Some were returned immediately and had been taken by citizens who were concerned for the safety of the objects. Others were returned under an amnesty agreement, and many were captured in customs raids around the world. By 2004, about a year after the looting of the museum, 600 objects from the Iraq Museum had been retrieved by U.S. customs authorities, another 400 by Italian officials, and 1,000 or so were recovered in Jordan. As of 2006, it is estimated that about half of the objects are still missing, and the majority of these are small portable tablets and cylinder seals, of which about 5,000 were taken from the museum. The destruction of the past was not limited to the Iraq Museum. Widespread looting of archaeological sites was also reported at the same time. The losses in this area will take much longer to evaluate, but they are even more damaging to future research, as the sites themselves are severely, irreparably damaged by looters' pits. Two examples of looted sites that we will be discussing in the early part of this course occurred at Nippur, the religious capital of Mesopotamia, which suffered from extensive looting, and the site of Isin, which shows hundreds of random pits dug by looters who extracted cuneiform tablets and offerings to the goddess of love and war, Ishtar. These are vivid examples of how antiquity continues to play a role in the modern world. And it's certainly not an isolated event. When the Bamiyan Buddhas were destroyed by the Taliban in Afghanistan, there was widespread outcry at the loss to cultural heritage. But what is most distressing about this particular case is the scale, which scholars around the world claim is unprecedented. Today, I'm going to use some of the most famous objects from the Iraq Museum to set out the legacy of ancient Mesopotamia and to describe certain aspects of this culture that we will explore in the course. Some of the essential features of Mesopotamia and its advanced civilization are the development of agriculture, the earliest cities, the introduction of writing, codified law, monumental architecture, which we see represented by temples, palaces, and city walls. All of these are aspects of society that we use every day, but first occurred 7,000 years ago in Iraq. The borders of the modern nation of Iraq have had many names, such as the Fertile Crescent, which refers to its position as part of the origin of agriculture, or Mesopotamia, the land between the rivers, in Greek. This term was first applied by the Romans when they controlled the province, and rivers are indeed vital to the development of the earliest cities around 5000 BC. The Tigris and Euphrates rivers watered the area, which is bordered to the west by the Arabian Desert, the Zagros Mountains to the east, and the Taurus Mountains to the north. The specific geography and environment of the region spurred large-scale agriculture and promoted cities. Cities will be a theme of the course that allows us to look at the increasing complexity of the region and how it changes over the long period that we will discuss. We will see that an urban lifestyle supports a number of different professions. Craftsmen and artisans created the necessities of life: houses, tools, pottery for food storage and preparation. Traders supplied goods produced outside of the city, including necessities, again, such as food, or more exotic luxuries, such as lapis lazuli from Afghanistan, used for jewelry.